Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
Paul the Apostle criticized the Judaizers because they looked at Christianity, well, backwards. They thought that what they did made them believers rather than the free gift of grace given by Christ. What believers do is a result of faith, not a prerequisite to faith. This has been confirmed by the early church leaders at Jerusalem Council, and that had gone on, well, 11 years prior to this. I know it's easy to place more emphasis on religious effort than on internal faith. But God, He values the attitude of our hearts above all else. So don't judge people's spirituality by their fulfillment of rituals or their level of human activity. And don't think that you'll satisfy God by, you know, feverishly doing His work. God notices all you do for Him and will reward you for it. And it certainly is an external flowing of our spirituality, but it doesn't change who we are or change our standing in Christ. We're in chapter 3 of the book of Philippians, a letter Paul the Apostle was writing to these believers in the church, the city of Philippi. He had called upon this church there in Philippi to abound in love. While so many of us, we want to manifest our faith by looking inward, Paul called upon these believers to actually live it outward. He sought from himself and those to whom he writes a fruit from his spiritual labors. And he puts to rest this modern ideal that's floating around out there in the New Age church movement that we should just look inward and feel our Jesus love and presence, and that there's no obligation or even real inclination to do anything for the kingdom. It's the easy Jesus movement. Let's just gather together and talk about how we feel. Indeed, Paul called for unity of faith and a belief based upon Scripture, not upon the winds of man's invention. Then and now, some will always take the road of strife and division. You know, if a pastor calls it white, they'll call it black. And it's the destructive effects of a person's pride and self-love. So, while we cannot be saved by what we do reflects the fact we're saved. Paul is calling on these believers to have a conduct that is worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, that speaks of a faithful response from us in real life living. He calls for humility. He calls for other-centered love and service to others. He told us not to complain, and he told us to be examples to the world of Christ and the faith. He called on us to render forth a sacrifice and service of our faith. And now here at the beginning of chapter 3 of this letter, Paul gives us a very real warning in rather blunt and clear terms of those who would come to try to move us off of the path. Verse 1, Paul says, finally, my brothers, or in our text says, whatever happens, dear friends, be glad in the Lord. He said, I never get tired of telling you this, and it is good for you to hear it again and again. In typical Pauline fashion, if you will, he starts with the word finally. Finally, at least in the original text. And then Paul goes on to talk for two more chapters, so I guess it wasn't finally. But after all that he had said, maybe we could even say despite all that he had said, Paul is still feeling justified in being joyous and calling us to the same. He says, rejoice in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord. You know, there are two things that constantly and continually come at us as believers. Circumstances and false doctrine. Some, because of the lack of the Spirit's control, will constantly be distracted, confused, and floundering. Joy, however, is a natural attribute of those who let Jesus run the show. Apparently, all these things that Paul had been saying thus far in this letter to these believers, none of it was new. However, he knew that we all need to be reminded because we all tend to forget. We need to stop and point out again here that Paul was in prison at the time of his writing, so obviously his joy was not based upon his circumstances. This attribute or trait of joy is one of the litmus tests of faith. I know some folks who claim salvation, but they're always sad and angry. How can we say God dwells within us and have such a constant demeanor? Now, I'm not saying any one of us is perfect in this area. We all have bad days. Bad days when our humanity and our self-interest get the best of us. But some folks are just constantly in a foul mood. If you haven't joy in your life, how can you say you have Christ? For our rejoicing is not in our circumstances any more than they were for Paul. It is to be in the Lord, quote unquote. Meaning despite any hardships, come hell or high water, we still have Christ today and forever. And an attitude of joy would help the believer safeguard against the practices that Paul had so vehemently warned against. Things like dissension and grumbling and attitudes of superiority. If we lose the joy of the Lord, we're going to be susceptible to these attitudes. Joy acts as a barrier against them. It guarantees the safety of our Christian hope.
That was A Daily Devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Pastor Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, visit believerstogether.com.